Welcome back to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. As this podcast goes out, you're either completely done or panicking or don't care. You're probably in three stages. So a little thing before I get into the podcast episode that I have. And you may or may not have noticed, it's only ever really people who record podcasts that notice the standard or the quality. But last week, mine was very shouty and I had to really turn the levels down. Anyway, the reason being, I'm not apologizing for it, the reason being is because I have started recording the podcast. And not only just putting it out on podcast apps, but also putting it out on YouTube. So if you are somebody who prefers to listen to their podcast episodes, being able to watch me talking, which I'll be honest, it's not that exciting. I'm literally just talking to the camera. Talking to the microphone and trying to talk to the camera. But for 20 minutes looking at myself, it's quite difficult. But if you are somebody who prefers that format of just having it on YouTube, it will be available on there. If it's not for you, but you would like to follow me, or you like different things on YouTube, then there are lots of things that I'm now starting to put on there. So there's some little, you can do now short. It's a really good formatting on YouTube that puts in, you can put in, sorry, I was totally distracted. Could you hear that? I just didn't know what I was trying to say there because there was a fire engine or a police car or something going on in the background and my head was going, will you be able to hear it? Will you not be able to hear it? And Mart from Canny Crystals did tell me there's a way to edit that out. And my head was going, well, it's fine. I'll just edit it out as I was talking. But I was trying to think of all of that while I was talking to you. I said, you know what? It's not getting edited out. I will be including it in because I've just talked to you about it for a minute there. Because I couldn't think of what I was going to say. My head was all off on a tangent. Right, where was I at? Yes, in terms of YouTube, there's lots of other things that I can put on there for you, and I will be starting to build the content up. So there'll be full episodes of the podcast. My reels that go out on Instagram will be going out on there. And the reason why it's probably better if you do like getting your content off YouTube is subscribing, because you'll always see my new content. Whereas if I do reels all the time on Instagram, and there's always some good stuff in there, guys, the algorithms will decide whether or not you see it. So you might, although you might follow me on Instagram, you might not always get to see my content. So that's another way to devour it. There are also some lovely, and I recorded these a while ago, but honestly, the views on them are brilliant. So they must be good. I wasn't just bragging there. I was trying to tell you that would be good things to listen to. You can listen to a manifestation meditation on there. They're guided, so they're really good if you kind of struggle to focus on a meditation. These are guided ones, and I'll probably be doing more of those next year as well. So go ahead onto my YouTube channel. Just type in Jude Daunt and you will find me. And then if you subscribe, then you'll always get notifications when there's new stuff coming out. It's a really good way to devour my content if you'll want more of it and you don't want to miss out. Putting that to one side, let's discuss what I wanted to talk to you about today. One thing that I'm doing today, and this will go into the content that I want to tell you, is I'm getting ahead. Rather than thinking, oh my God, I won't be able to do podcast episodes over the holidays. Instead, as I was driving in today, I was thinking about the fact that actually the two podcast episodes that might not go out because I'm off would be two of the best episodes that could support you from an unbreakable mindset point of view. So I'm definitely going to record those ready to go out. And one will go out on Boxing Day, and the other, so they'll still come out on the normal Tuesdays, and the other will go out on the 2nd of Jan, which, spoiler alert, is my birthday. Please don't send presents, guys. It's fine. I don't need them. Sorry, no, it's my birthday on the 2nd of Jan. So I am off on over that period. I won't be coming in. I don't think I'm back at work till the Friday the 5th. So I wouldn't have been able to get them. So I'm determined to do them today. And again, what's lovely is last weekend, the Sunday that I come in, and I've probably talked about this, so they're always different Sundays, and it's lovely, and it's a real treat to kind of have that variety. Sometimes they are back to back with clients and calls and consultations. And today it is, I've had one client this morning, and then I'm going to get these podcast episodes recorded for you. And then I'm going to work on I won't edit them today. I'm going to work on some content stuff, some marketing stuff, and admin that I need to get off the list. So that Monday, which is normally my admin day, I don't have to do all of that stuff. I just get to get stuck into the things that I need to do, like recording content. So that's going to be lush tomorrow. And I'm going for a massage down the road. Down the road is Gosforth, if you're in the area. And I go to an amazing lady called Lily, who does hands down, the best Thai massage in the world. So I'm going to her. Oh God, fingers crossed. You know what? I didn't check that I've booked in with Lily. Right, let's manifest that, guys, together, that Jude did have a massage with Lily. It wasn't somebody else. Yes, I'm going down there. And then what else am I doing? I tried to go to the gym on Friday. I was so good. I committed in my Month to Manifest group. So if you're not part of Month to Manifest, guys, where have you been? Month to Manifest is a self-study manifestation course. But with that, the bonus you get is that we host lives. I say we, it's me, host live monthly intention setting sessions live with anyone who's joined Month to Manifest. So you get to access them. And in December, so we host them on the first Sunday. I try and do the first Sunday of every month. And we set intentions for the month ahead. And one of the things that I'd committed to with the guys, and we all set our own intentions, was that I would, and intentions, sorry, are not just actionable things. They can be the things that we want the universe to deliver. But the things that I wanted to be committed to, because I didn't want to tap out at the end of December, was that I, instead of going to the gym twice a week, because I've set that as my expectation, that I'll go at least twice a week. It means I only ever go twice a week, because that is the only expectation I've set on myself. So when it comes to a Friday or a Thursday and I've already done my two for the week, or even actually scrap that, sometimes I could go on the Monday and then on the Wednesday, because I do a gym session a day on, a day off. When it comes to the Wednesdays, sometimes I think, oh no, because I can go tomorrow. And then because I've went on the Thursday, then I'm done for the week because I don't go on the Friday. So the fact that my expectation was set at 2 a week, I only ever did 2 a week. I never pushed myself to do 3, and I really want to do more. So I decided for December that I would increase my expectation and do the gym 3 times a week. And I managed it week one, and last week, I knew exactly what I was doing. I had my headphones on, was on charge. My iPad had been charging. So they're the things that I take with us. I'm presuming that's obvious, but I'll say that they're the things that I take with us so that I get into. I love watching an episode of something. So if it's not The Crown or Selling Sunsets, like at the minute I'm rewatching Ted Lasso, like that is feel good. That's so good, especially to run to and be on the treadmill and do my weights too. I love it. So I've made it fun anyway. That was one of the things, because obviously going to the gym's hard, and the last thing you want, it's nicer to stay in your jammies, whereas actually I've made it nicer to go to the gym because I've got these things and tools. And what happened when I got to the gym on Friday, all intentions, and I'd been out the house for about half an hour at this point because I had gone to pick up a delivery. I'd ordered a jumper, I'd gone to pick that up. And then I had some stuff to drop off at one of those in-post locker things. So I went and did that. And then I went to the gym and I got to the gym and I put my headphones in and it went do 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 do. I was like, oh my God, they're dying. Why are they dying? I've charged them. So I just don't think I'd switched it on, or I hadn't plugged it in properly, or whatever. I don't know. But they hadn't charged. And there was part of us that went, I took a moment and I went to the toilet and I was sitting on the toilet and I was like, can I do this, or should I just go home? This is really pathetic. And I had a big conversation with myself about whether I should go home or I shouldn't. Anyway, I ended up going home and not even stepping foot in the actual gym. I just set foot in the changing rooms. And I felt a bit pathetic. But you know what I did instead? I got my grocery order done for Boxing Day and Christmas Day. So not only did I write the list, but I got it done. So that's great. That was ticked off. So I didn't feel as pathetic. So today, sorry, coming back to it. After my Thai massage, I'm going to then go home, quickly get changed and go to the gym, so that I feel like I've done three for the week. So that will end my week and I won't feel like I didn't achieve the thing that I set out to do. And one thing that I noticed in myself, and this is where I'm going to get onto what this podcast episode is about, is that this year has been, considering I didn't start till later in terms of getting the Christmas presents done, I have made it easy on myself. And where I have managed to cultivate a mindset where I tend to not get stressed, not get worked up, I'm always proactive, I've always got high energy, I'm relatively happy most of the time, I'm always in a good headspace. I've cultivated that through lots of different things, through routine, through having a to-do list, like structure, okay? So that I've managed that, and where I always used to fall short was Christmas. And if you go through these episodes, I think I've been going 2 years now. Or a year? 2 years. 2 years. That the ones leading up to Christmas might have been me getting stressed. Or maybe not. I mean, if I've only been talking to you for 2 years, I don't think I would have done a stressy one when I first launched it. But maybe last year. And I would get worked up and I would get frustrated and I wouldn't ask my husband for help because I'd feel like that it was only me that could do certain things that I needed to do. And now, I mean, one thing, like, he has stepped up, like, bless him, where I wouldn't normally let him get involved. He's kind of just went ahead and done it, bless him, and took some of the things. So when he's listening to this, I do appreciate it. He has went and gone and ordered stuff. Like, it was literally just getting the Christmas presents that would stress me out and thinking about what to get people. And he's gone ahead and he's ordered stuff for the little ones. So that's kind of took the bulk of one person away. But I will say that everyone else, I have managed to just sit down and go, right, who's right, and not be stressed about it, not be overthinking it, and just do it in a time where I'd go, actually, do you know what? Tonight, I'm just going to get my Christmas shopping done. And I'd go on various websites, get it all ordered, and that's how I've managed it this year. There's other things like getting, God, what else normally stresses me out coming to Christmas? Probably what to cook for Christmas Day, what to cook for Boxing Day. I mean, not always. Now, I don't always do it Christmas Day. I alternate with my lovely mother-in-law. So Christmas Day is probably another one that I have to overthink because it's standard, isn't it, what you cook for Christmas Day. But Boxing Day is always a one that I have struggled with thinking about what I'm going to cook because my sister has a lot of allergies and you've had a big meal the day before, so you don't want something big again. So it's not like you can just do the standard Sunday roast or whatever. And when I say my sister has a lot of allergies, she has a lot of allergies, and I don't want her to feel like she has something different from everyone else. And her family only eat white meat. They don't eat, like, I'd love lamb or pork or something on Boxing Day. And they won't eat that, so then I'd have to do something separate for them. And yeah, so I just thought, right, well, what's easy that I can do that I do? And I've structured it all. So what I was going to say was, is the thing that normally stresses me out Christmas, I have managed to go, right, what is the bit that normally stresses me out? What are the solutions and what can I do to put it in place? Even just with work, what things get me uncomfortable leading up to breaking up for Christmas? What are the things that I need to get off my list so that I can relax? Or what do I need to think about in terms of just organizing events? Like all of those things, I've periodically sat down and booked them off. So one of the things that I would say that I have done for me at this time that normally pulls me slightly under my coping level is I've created structure. But I've also reflected. I've spent time reflecting on the things that pull my mood down and I've put solutions in place, which is fantastic. How amazing that I've been able to do that at this time of year. Now, one of the things that I normally don't cope well with, and my friend Kelly used to laugh at me every time I'd have a week off, I'd be like, oh, I'm struggling a bit. And she'd be like, it's because you're not in a routine. You know you love your routine. And I'm like, I do love my routine. So... but I appreciate also that me loving a routine and trying to have structure doesn't suit me well when I have time off. But I also think it served me well 90%, but there's 5% where it has pulled me down a little bit this year if I'm reflecting on it. It's pulled me down a little bit to where I've almost craved routine and structure too much, that I've not allowed for uncertainty and excitement and opportunity, because I've been so regimented about this is what I have to do this day, this, like working 6 days a week and being so not obsessed, because I don't want to pull myself down. I've not been obsessed, but working 6 days a week and focusing too much on what I need to do rather than what could I do. And it's that one day of the week that I should be allowing myself to go, what would be nice to do, rather than just getting so stuck into routine. So the two things, now that's so specific to me, I appreciate, but the two things that I've done in there that I want you to take from this is routine, but also reflection. Reflecting on what do I need, what is going to get me above my coping level, and they're gentle conversations. What's going to get me above my coping level and what do I need to do to put in place. That led me to, so that's number one that I wanted to talk to you about in this episode, was how you can create calm in moments that get out of control or where external circumstances kind of creep into your normal routine and throw you off, right? So that's one thing that I wanted to talk to you about. And that led me on to, what are the other things that have allowed me to succeed this year and to feel good and, again, to keep my head above the coping level? And these aren't things that has randomly happened. It is, it's intentional. And there are also things that I share with my clients on how to maintain an unbreakable mindset all the time. And number one is to dream big. Is to dream so far out of your comfort zone that it's exciting. And definitely, I'm not going to touch on that in this episode because that will definitely be a New Year's episode. That will be my birthday episode. It's to dream big. The other thing is to get excited, is to not get so bogged down in life that you forgot how amazing we have it. And having a moment of, like, how lucky are we? And I do, like, especially with everything that's going on in the news at the moment, I feel very blessed for not just me, but all of us, that we all get to live in, because I know who my listeners are, we all get to live in countries that are safe right now, where we don't have to worry about persecution, where we don't have to worry about what could be going on outside of our front door. Like, how amazing are we? And if we're not being grateful and thankful for that and using that to just get up in the morning and going, how lucky am I how lucky am I that I get to go outside my door and I'm safe? Then that's wasted on us. So having that true gratitude and passion about life, because we get to live what we get to live. How amazing. The other thing that I do, which you'll have noticed in that structure that I took you through in terms of my Christmas and what would stress me out, is I look to problem solve. It's a fantastic tool of somebody who is an entrepreneur or a CEO or a director, but using it on a personal level all the time, problem solving, means you never get stuck in your limiting belief. You don't get stuck in your fear, because you're always looking for the solution. Like, the solutions are the gateway to overcoming when you are stuck. Solutions are the things that get us out of our head. Because if we're sat in fear and what could be, or discomfort, and yet we go, well, hang on a minute, what was my end goal? And you come back to the thing that you were focusing on, you'll always find the solution to that. So looking to problem solve, even if it's on the teeny tiny things or the bigger things. Practicing gratitude, I've just talked to you about. Being proactive. The thing that pulls my clients under more than anything else is procrastination. So if I was to procrastinate over something as simple as, what am I going to cook for Boxing Day? And I kept putting it off, thinking, oh God, I'll think about it tomorrow. That's still weighing me down for days after days after days, because it's another thing on my list. It's another thing that I have to do. Whereas if I just got it done, it's like, today is a lovely day because there's very few things that I have to do. Today is a day where I get to do these things. And how lovely is that? Because I've removed them. I am being proactive all the time rather than procrastinating. And I don't think people appreciate how much procrastination can bring your mood down. And as you know, I will have talked about this in probably 50% of the podcast episodes, and I will continue to talk about it because it is the thing that pushes us under. It's very rarely our circumstances or the things that happen to us that pull us down as much as procrastination will pull us down on a daily basis, because it leads to overwhelm and it leads us to feeling like we can't cope. So if this is your moment to check in and go, Jude said, I need to check in with what I'm procrastinating about, then this is your heads up. This is your get on it, go and do the thing that is uncomfortable. Being mindful of your own thoughts. Again, something that I'm aware of all the time. How am I feeling? What's going on? What needs my attention? But a gentle conversation that I'm having with myself. It's not me beating myself up about something that's going on. It is very much a gentle conversation of going, why are you feeling like that? What is coming up for you? What do you need to change or adapt? And the other thing that I do a lot more of now than I probably ever did, and if you told us at the time that I didn't do this, I probably would have said, no, I am. I'm not only self-aware, but I'm vulnerable enough to go, am I good enough at this moment? And that can be anything, as a parent, as a friend, as a conversation that I might have had, being vulnerable enough to think, was I good enough? Could I have done better? Could have had a better conversation? Was I letting my sense of, and this is me specifically, not anyone else, was I letting my sense of humor that I might think's funny overshadow something that somebody might have been telling me that was something important? Was I too flippant? And I'm not saying that I'm always in the wrong or that I need to have a stern conversation with myself every time afterwards, but that lovely reflection piece where I'm like, was I good enough in that conversation? Could I have done better? Now, I will have clients who ruminate and beat themselves up thinking, oh my God, I was awful in that. And I'm not doing that. I'm definitely not doing that. What I'm doing is, could I have done better in that conversation? And not because I want to beat myself up. It's because, do you know what? I want to continually grow as a person. Every single day, I want to be better and better and better. And again, that is not to be mistaken as perfectionism. I'll never be perfect. So I'm not striving for perfection. What I'm striving for is that I will grow all the time, that the heart within me will grow all the time, that I will be conscious of who needs my time and who I'm being kind to and who I'm not being kind to. And, you know, the person that I'm probably the least kindest to, and again, my husband will be listening to this, is probably my husband, because he's amazing and he's always there and I might take him for granted. I might not have as much time for him as I should have. And that is definitely an area of growth for me, because I'm spending so much time on the other things that I feel need my attention. So again, it's that self-awareness is so important. But when you're doing it from a place of love on yourself, then it's growth. It's not debilitating. It's not keeping you stuck because you're beating yourself up. The other thing that I am always mindful of is the content that I surround myself with. So I am very aware of what I listen to, what I read, what I allow in. Accounts that maybe don't serve me anymore, I'll unfollow on Instagram. And not because they're bad or I think you're rubbish, I'm not following you anymore. It's just because at that moment in time, they might not serve me. They might not be making me feel good about myself. Or it is just general trash. Like, you know, deleted the Daily Mail app years ago. That was a genius on my part. But what else? Like, you know, there's people who in my friendship circle who lift me up so much. And then there's others who are going through, you know, there's categories of people. There's people who are going through struggles who might need my attention, but also it might take me a lot of energy to be able to do that, because I know they're not in the right headspace. So they're not going to leave me feeling amazing, but I might need to do that for them. So I need to think about my energy and be mindful of that. So it's not about cutting people out of your life who you deem to be pulling you down, but it's about managing your energy around that. And I'm very aware of that. The other thing that I think is really, really crucial to keeping your head above water is realizing that our life is not about one or a handful of significant events or successes. They're amazing and it's lovely. It's lovely to help them. It's lovely to get a new car. It's lovely to get a thing off your vision board. But that's not the thing that changed my year and how I felt about it. What has changed my year and what changes my life and what changes the lives of my clients is all the stuff that I've just gone through. So however you're feeling, and we're definitely going to do this in the next episode, however you're feeling about life right now and your achievements, it's so not about that. Life is not about the things that we have gained. It's about the moments that got us there. That's the thing. Because if you gain the thing on your vision board, but it was painful and you beat yourself up along the way, the journey to it was discomfort, then it also makes the thing that you got at the end of it a bit tainted. You might be worrying about losing it because you strived so hard to get it. Now, I'm not saying you don't have to work hard to get things, but we need to enjoy the process, because life is all about those moments and appreciating them. You know, the fact that I get, and this is never lost on me, ever, the fact that I get to pick my little boy up from school, the fact that I get to go to the nativity place, the fact that I get to be at home every night. I cherish that all the time. And I'm not saying it's every day I cherish it, but at least once a month I will check in with that and recognize how grateful I am for that, because there was a time in my life when I didn't have that and I was working away and I didn't get to see my daughter all the time because I was working away, but also she was at her dad's 50% of the time. And I mean, now that she's older, that I probably get to see a little bit more of her because she's not doing that back and forward to different houses. And I'm conscious that although she wants to spend, I've gone off on a tangent here. I'm conscious that although she wants to spend time with her friends, I'm thinking about things that we can do together. So I get to cherish those moments still. You know, I booked us a little massage in the other day that was, I just booked it in for myself and they said, oh, is it just for you? And I went, yeah. And then after I got the phone, I thought, oh, the reason they've asked is just for me is because they probably normally do like it as joint massages because they've got a room where there's two beds and you do it as a little treat. You might take your best friend or whatever. And afterwards I was like, oh, I could have took Fia to that. So I rang back up and I booked in an extra spot, and how amazing that I get to do that. And I cherished that moment. And it's those things that mean way more than anything else. But it's because I'm getting time to reflect on that and recognize that that is something that I get to do. I get to put my children to bed. I even get to go to the gym, which, you know, some people don't because they're poorly or they might have COVID or might have a sickness bug or they might, you know, God forbid, have something way worse than that. And it's all of those things that we should be thankful for. And I'm not going to tell you what you should and shouldn't be thankful for. I want you to reflect on all of those things. And I am stepping way into what I want to record for you in the next episode. So coming back to it. It is all about the little things that we do that support us to feeling amazing. And gratitude's one of them. And I did go off on a tangent and I apologize for that. But remembering that, it isn't about the big things. It is about all those little things that support us to feel amazing. And that list that I've just given you there is everything that supports me to feeling amazing. It's everything that I give to my clients and to the students in the academy that support them to feeling amazing. And I'd love you, even if you go back through this episode and just hear the kind of top 10 of those things and you write them down and you think, right, what is the one that I need to work on that I know I'm definitely not doing? And what are the things that I know I do half-heartedly that I need to do more of? And just see the shift that it makes in your everyday life. Have an amazing Christmas, everyone. I'm sending you all love. Thank you so much to everyone who listens on a weekly basis, who has given me a review this year, who has reached out to me and DM me and said that they loved this week's episodes. And some of you do all the time. And it warms my heart because, as I've said many a time before, if nobody feeds back, then it is just me and my microphone. And I never know when it lands where it needs to. And I do genuinely do this because I don't know whether you know anything about podcasts, but I don't make any money from this podcast, like literally none. I don't have any adverts that go out before or afterwards. So you're never interrupted with my lovely voice. And I just don't make any money off it. I mean, I don't have a huge listener count anyway to make money from, but I don't make money from it. So that is not something that I can say is a tangible reward. The thing that is tangible or is a reward for me is knowing when this podcast lands right when it needed, right where it's needed. So do me a favor and share this episode with anyone you feel like needs it. Do me another favor, which has nothing to do with my podcast or me, and just reach out to somebody who you know at this time might need a little check-in. And I can think of a handful of people off the top of my head that are going to struggle this Christmas for very different reasons, for nothing that I've talked about in this podcast. There's anyone you know who might need just a text that says, I'm thinking of you, then this is your little reminder to do that. Because I know Christmas is a busy time, and sometimes we get caught up in our own stuff that we might forget to check in with those that really, really need it at this time of year. Right, lots of love, everyone. And I hope your Christmas is exactly what you hoped for.
Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedauntcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.